The council Monday night approved a first reading of two ordinances about the historic Quincy Business District. The first would extend the district for another 10 years, while the second would continue a tax levy to help fund the organization. Afterwards, Quincy Mayor Kyle Moore says he can feel the momentum the organization is generating downtown.
We've seen the fact that in our TIF districts, the EAV, the property values grew at a rate faster than the overall city's property value. And I think when you see events like the lighting of the park that we just had, you see the teal pumpkin, you see the events at Dick Brothers Brewery and all that going on throughout, I think you see a lot of value.
The council also approved a first reading of an ordinance to set up next year's property tax levy. As of now, the city will have to raise its property tax rate by nearly 7.4%. That amount could be less if the state of Illinois gives a lower estimate of what the city should levy for police and fire pensions. Moore says that right now, state law limits what the city can do.
So essentially, we have two hands tied behind our back. This is a mandatory increase by the state of Illinois.
The council voted to approve an ordinance to lower the amount of sick days some city workers can cash in on. That ordinance cuts the number of days firefighters can hold on to from 90 to 45. Firefighters in the city agreed to the change while negotiating a new labor deal. Other city workers will have their sick days cut back as well as part of a way for the city to save nearly $650,000 in buyback costs. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.